Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning to all of you who are on the prayer line. The Lord bless you and your good. This is the First Peace Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention Line. And to all of you who are coming from all over the world, from the church affiliation, system, and the nation, living economic pressure, from all backgrounds. We do thank God for doing it. We do give you respect. Hopefully, the proper respect, knowing that you are very, very special. We know that there are very many, many important people on the line. And we thank God for you. We just want to give God praise and adoration. Thank Him and glorify Him and pray unto God. Those are two things we can do. We can pray unto God, Jehovah, together, and we can praise Him together. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful to you for everything you do. You feel so good. Everything. Now, everything was done so explicitly. We praise you. We know that it's a great, 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 even above great honor to come before you. You hold the world in the palm of your hands. Huh? Spin it around. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you. We thank you for everything. We ask for this line, Lord, for every person on this line, that you would forgive all sin, all transgressions against you. In the name of Jesus, anything that was done that was not pleasing in your sight, thank you for it. I pray in the name of Jesus that you bless this line, asking you to take over. But when you take over, God, everything is well. And asking you also to remember those who are less fortunate than we are. Don't have a roof over their head. Don't have food and the proper clothing to wear. Don't have the activities of their limbs, God. So many people who are not doing so well. Ask you, Lord, to remember them and help them and bless them in Jesus' name. Family under that cardboard box under the highway. God, those persons in foreign countries who don't have everything that they need. You are a supplier of every need. And we ask you to supply. Bless, 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 bless. God, those persons who are in hospitals, oh God, who are aching and in pain, oh God, you are the healer. I thank you. Thank you, Lord, for remembering my father who used to go to the hospital in your behalf. And he wouldn't just pray for one or two. He'd pray for everybody on that floor. Oh, my God, the hospitals would have a problem in keeping the folks. Bad Johnson has been up there and prayed. Look on those who are in the hospital for sick and to death. God, whatever you want me to do, I'll be willing to do. In Jesus' name. God bless us today in a great way, every participant on this line. Oh, God, every person who remembers you last night. I know it was a big day for a debate. But, God, we did the blog and said that you're more important than any candidate because you control who becomes president. Why would you not give you more esteem and reverence than any human being made that mistake one time and called you awesome and then called another man awesome. And what you said to me, Lord, I'll never forget. Don't ever call or don't ever put any man on my level. Lord, thank you for it. And so we just praise you and thank you for what you did on last night. Bless these people in a special way. Help us to have a great day, great, great, great day. No, take over. In Jesus' name we pray. And thank God for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, that name that is above all names. And that name, at that name, every knee shall bow. One day in every tongue shall confess that you are Lord. God, we confess that you are Lord right now. Thank you for being Lord over this line. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God and for the glory of God. Amen and amen and amen. My, oh, glory, 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 glory. My. Are y'all awake this morning? If you are, good morning to you. Let's speak to each other. Good morning to you.
Good
morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
And everybody, let's take time. Speak to the one who woke you up this morning. And let you wake up in your right mind. Let's say, good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
God, I thank you for these special people. Yeah, thank you for them. In the name of Jesus. And thank you for being good to them. I mean, just real good. And I'm going to ask everybody on the line.
You speaking no loud, Dr. Johnson. I can't hardly hear you.
Oh, really? All right. Thank you, Lord, for every person on the line. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
All right, is that better?
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, I want to thank you for every person on the line. And I want to ask everyone in every area code, if you would open up and give the Lord adoration and give him praise. Open your mouth if you can talk. Amen. I know some people, some places can't do that. And if you have the ability to talk, why don't you use it? And let's give God some shoulder praise this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Everybody. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So good, so kind. So
thank you.
We praise your holy name. We glorify you, Lord. We love you, Lord. And thank you. 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 Thank you.
Thank you.
We glorify you, Lord.
Thank you.
We praise you, Lord. And we appreciate you for everything you've done.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're so
thank you, Lord.
So
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you,
Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Lord, we love you, Father God. We love you.
Thank you.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We come to the Lord to give the Lord praise and adoration. And this is another form of praise. I'm just going to open up the prayer line this morning for your praise report. Amen. And thank you. Inspire people, some who this is their only church. You've got a praise report. And I want you to inspire them. Amen. Somebody can take the praise report this morning and receive those praise reports. Give your praise report. And then open the line for other praise reports. I'm just wondering who is the first one. The first one out of the first one to give their praise report. And open the line for somebody else. The line is open to you. Who is it? Amen. Who is it? Who is
good
it?
Morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. This is Mother Digby, area code 708, Richland Park, Illinois. First,
yes,
I want to give honor to God and to Dr. Johnson and to everyone that is on the line. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised. I want to say on Friday, I had gone to get my son's prescription for a lot of his medicine. It comes through the mail. But this one prescription he had gotten when he went in the hospital, and I had to go to the pharmacy to pick it up. And I picked up the prescription, and I went to the beauty shop, and I know I had it. I just laid it on the seat in the car, and I locked the car when I went in the beauty shop. And I came out, and I just assumed that I had brought it in the house, and I looked that night when I went to give him his medicine. I couldn't find it, and I looked everywhere. I went through the garbage. I looked everywhere I could think of, and I couldn't find it. So then I just had to, after I looked so long and I couldn't find it, I just had to give it up and give it a rest in my mind. And so on the next, on yesterday, so I went back to the pharmacy. They gave me enough, loaned me enough pills to last me for a few days. And I had to go through the routine of, I had to call the insurance and everything and get them to override it. And it took, I was on the phone, I guess, about a half hour. But God blessed, and I was able to get them to override it. And they let me know that they wouldn't, the insurance would only do that the one time. And I thank the Lord for that to make me know to be, I think about the scripture, say all things work together for good. And it let me know to be more careful in my doing and watch what I do more. And I thank the Lord for that because it all worked out to my good. And I thank and praise the Lord for that. I thank and praise the Lord for this prayer line and how it's such a blessing to me. I want to say Sister Lily Garnett gave me this number some years ago. And I thank the Lord for how it's just such a blessing to me. I thank the Lord for Dr. Johnson and family. And I thank the Lord for each and every one of you. That is my praise report. And I want to say the line is open to each and every one to give your own praise report. Because the Lord is good, and he's worthy to be praised. The line is open.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
This is Renee McKnight from Texas, area code 325. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go right ahead, Sister McKnight.
I just want to thank everybody on the prayer line. It's nice to hear y'all, and y'all all have a blessed day. My praise report is I got my first unemployment check.
Thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, so, thank you.
God is good.
Yes, he is.
Yes. I went to lunch with a friend yesterday, and I was telling her, I said, I got my first unemployment check. And she said, well, was it enough? I said, yes, it was enough. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, God is good. And y'all all have a blessed day. I love y'all all.
Thank you, and we love you, Sister McKnight.
Thank
you. The line
is
open, Saints. Thank God for unemployment. Thank God for it being enough.
Yeah.
Just be thankful. God can make little much. You can just stretch it. You just have to be thankful for what you have. And God is a good God. And he knows what we need. The line is open, Saint.
God bless you this morning. This is Ignacio Wilson. And I am so thankful to be on the line this morning to hear each of you. I am grateful and my praise report is God is good to me, and he let somebody tap me in, and I tell you, I am so grateful. God is good, and I've been missing him, but I praise God that I'm still praying, and I yet have y'all on my mind, and I'm here praying for the prayer line.
Thank the Lord.
Come on.
Thank the Lord, Mother Wilson.
Good to hear your voice.
Yes, sir.
I haven't gotten trained out yet, but just keep praying for me. I'll make it.
All right, we will. Let me pray for you now. Heavenly Father, every demon that was the prayer line, Lord, we bind that devil in the name of Jesus. Angry because she is on the prayer line every morning. And God, I remember when a mortgage company was angry about something and misusing God's people. And they thought they were so huge. I got on my little knees and prayed unto the greatest God that will ever be, the only true and living God, and told God about this mortgage company. I believe it was Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, and said, they're too big for me, God, but they're not big as you are. And told God about it, and 2 weeks later, I saw it all over the news everywhere. 2 weeks later, how they were going bankrupt. And God, no phone company who block you is bigger than you are. I'm asking you, Lord, to buy that phone company that's doing that, the Sister Wilson, Mother Wilson. Oh, God, we need your help because we're not in that category, but you above that category. And I'm asking you, Lord, to fix that thing for her. And we'll know it's you by what happened. God, fix it for her. And let her get with a company that doesn't mind people praying, people staying on an all-night prayer line. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to fix it. God, I know you're real. I know you hear me. I just want to humbly ask you to fix this thing. This phone company that's blocking her. Block them. And let the curse be reversed. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for what you're going to do. I'm asking you according to your word. Jesus, I'm asking you in your name.
Yes.
That the Father may be glorified. People might say you did it.
Wow.
In Jesus' mighty name. Oh God, I see that jealous demon. Oh, I see it. And I see who you are. God, bind this jealous demon in the name of Jesus. Give victory in Jesus. Let no, oh God, find it in Jesus' name. I'll talk to you later about it. Thank you, Lord, for it. Amen, amen. Back to you, Mother Digby.
Thank you. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Dr. Johnson. God bless. The line is open, saints.
Good morning, Mother Digby.
Good morning.
So awesome. This is Charlotte Gray. I just love hearing you on this line. My praise report is thanking God for Dr. Bernard Johnson praying about 3 weeks on this line for everybody. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Woo! Thank you, Lord. So grateful to have somebody praying for Charlotte Gray. And everybody else that has prayed for me, that is my praise report. It is a blessing to have my name called out. I'm sure others are grateful, 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 grateful. That is my praise report, to have my name and others' name remembered, called out, and to be prayed for. Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank
you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. That's my praise and worship today. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Grace. Thank you for wishing everybody a good day. God is just good, and he's worthy to be praised. The line is open, saints. Ain't nobody tell it for you but you. Tell it for yourself. Tell them the goodness of the Lord.
This is Sister Lucille. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Sister Lucille. Go right ahead.
I want to first give honor to God and all the saints on this prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for all his blessings. I thank the Lord on yesterday. I went to the doctor and I got some help because I wasn't feeling good yesterday. And I'm asking the saints to continue to keep me and my children in your prayers. God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Lucia. We will.
Thank you.
The line is open, saints.
Amen. This is Ambassador Johnson in Texas, area code 325. I praise God this morning for my life, health, and strength. I honor Chief Ambassador Johnson and to Ambassador Digby on the line and each and every one, I praise God for you. Truly it's a blessing to be in the land of the living, clothed in my right mind with activities of my limbs. I just thank God because he is God. He's my everything. I realize that in everything we need to give him praise, honor, and glory. I went and sometime I like to pop in on my husband, the nursing home, and when they're not expecting me and see how things are going. sometimes good and sometimes not so good. But I praise God because I realize that he gives me the opportunity to go and write. You know, when you have the Holy Ghost, he gives you that unction that it's time to go. And so a lot of times I just know it's the Lord. And when I went there, you know, he was okay. I praise God. I went a little early. Right after I got off from work, I went there. And so then I normally don't go back, but then yesterday I thought I would go back. And that was just the leading of the Lord. And, you know, just some things that was happening, and he wasn't feeling well. And I just had to stay there till late last night trying to make sure he got the care that he needed. But I praise God because he gave me that to go back and be there. And, you know, sometimes that's what it takes. And I've been asking God to lead me and guide me in all things. And that's what he does. That's the one attribute of having the Holy Ghost. He will lead you and guide you. And I thank God because he's there and he's fighting for us. And I thank the Lord for the prayers that the saints are praying, that you all pray many times to bless Elder Johnson. I thank you for that. And I'm asking you to continue to pray for him because the devil is mad, but I'm so glad that God is a God, that he does not fail us. And I just thank him, ask you to continue to pray for me and pray for him. Thank you, and I love you all.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister. And that's a beautiful testimony. And it's also something that let us know when we have people in nursing homes, it's good to pop up on them sometimes. Because when they come, they are prepared for you. But when they don't know you coming, it's a good thing to go and see about them. And I thank God for her perseverance and how she goes and see about him and how she stays encouraged. Nobody could do that but God. So we thank the Lord for that. The line is open, saints.
Good morning. I want to thank God in the name of Jesus for the auxiliaries of this prayer line and for the first fruit auxiliaries. Tonight we're having the youth prayer line with Ambassador Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer tonight. Don't forget about that. And then on tomorrow night, I want to thank God for Ambassador Anita Fireson, who has done such a bountiful job also in getting the Wednesday night all night shut-in together. Plan to be with us tomorrow night as we celebrate Jesus. Amen. As we celebrate Jesus on this all night shut-in, we plan to spend all night with the Lord. Years ago, we used to go to the church and get on the floor, on the concrete, and spend all night there. And that's still a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing to do. Amen. And now we have what we call the conference call, where we can use technology to call in and be together that way on the conference call. And joining us from all over the world. And I want to thank God for it. All you have to do is call in that same number you called tonight at 9 o'clock on tomorrow night, Wednesday, 9 o'clock, and we'll begin the conference call, the all-night shut-in. With the 1,000 thank yous. Nobody has said it, but I believe that's one reason why the Lord blesses the all-night shut-in so much. Because we begin with the 1,000 thank yous. Amen. He inhabits the praises of his people. And when we thank him 1,000 times, thank you, Lord, for everything, I believe he inhabits those praises, and then people begin to teach and preach about him, and we thank him and give praise reports. And it's all for the glory of God. I believe, you know, since he never sleeps nor slumbers, amen, he's right there with us. So join us tomorrow night. Thank you, Ambassador Benita Frierson, for putting that together. We appreciate it so very much. And go ahead, Mother Digby. I got another prayer for it, but go ahead.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Johnson. The line is open, saints. The line is open for you to give your praise report and tell of the goodness of the Lord.
Good morning.
Well, then I'll jump back in here. I just thank God for Sunday and Amazing Grace. Lord, during my prayer time, gave me this message that I preached on Sunday. And it was such a wonderful hookup. He gave me where he got it, where I got it from as he gave it to me. Amen. But I preached this message. Some incredible things are getting ready to happen to you. Yeah, the Lord said that to me and told me to tell the people. Maybe he'll tell me to tell y'all, but he told me to tell the people in Amazing Grace last Sunday morning. Some incredible things are getting ready to happen to you. And they've already begun. Thank God, thank God, thank God for the word from the Lord. Some people on this line can testify that since that message, some incredible things have happened to you. And we give God the praise. Hopefully he'll let me preach it. I've got to finish up some other messages. I haven't had a chance to preach. I don't know what he's going to do. But we'll preach it, whatever he says. Some incredible things. I don't know who on this line would want that to happen to them. But God told me to tell you some incredible things getting ready to happen to you. Now, that's one time I thank him that the word that he gives comes to the carrier first. Amen. Some incredible things are getting ready to happen to me. And some incredible things haven't happened, but they haven't finished yet. Thank you, God. All right, back to you, Mother.
Thank
back
you, God. And Dr. Johnson, while you were talking, I thought about some things that happened at our church. I want to say, I had told you all, our pastor had a quadruple bypass, and sometimes his energy is kind of low, so he told us Saturday night he went to bed about 7 o'clock. But yes, Sunday, he was just up full of energy, and he didn't bring the message, but he was the moderator all in between, and God just blessed, and we just had a glorious time, and two young men came up to be saved, and I thank and praise the Lord for that. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. The line is open, saints.
I'm going to learn that that's the place. You talk about two young men got up, came up and got saved.
Two young men.
A praise goes there, y'all. Y'all got to learn where praise goes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank God for that.
Thank you,
Jesus. The line is open, saints.
Good morning, 913 Kansas City, Kansas. Sheila Brown, good morning.
Good morning.
She said last week that God is going to be doing some incredible things, and I think I got it on Thursday. I don't know exactly when he said it, but God has already started doing incredible things. When I got off the prayer line on Thursday night, you all know that I have twin grandchildren, and they're 4 years old. But anyway, when I got off the prayer line, God just filled me with the Spirit, put me in the Spirit real, real, real heavy. He was leading me and guiding me and everything. So when I got off the, before I got off the prayer line, he had filled me up real good, and I know that I've never been filled up like that. But he filled my cup, ran the cup over. And I went upstairs to sit on the bed with my grandboys. They were laying down. I had them laying down, you know, bedtime. And I sat on the side of my bed, I sat next to my grandson, Tyreek. And as soon as I sat down on the side of Tyreek, the death spirit came into the pit of my stomach. I sat on that bed and I had a feeling that I never had in my life. It hit me in the pit of my stomach. This is what I, if you all try to understand what I'm going to say, this is the spirit that I felt, and I'm just going to tell you what I felt. I felt like the spirit said this, that Tyreek is getting ready to die. That's exactly what I felt in the pit of my stomach. I immediately grabbed him, but before I put the kids to bed, God said, rub them down with that oil that Chief Bernard had given me. I start rubbing their head, and I start rubbing their little feet on down. And anyway, I went to get Tyreek out of the bed after that death spirit came. And as I grabbed him, I don't believe he was breathing. I don't, in the name of Jesus, believe that baby was breathing for the life of me. I grabbed him and I said, Tyreek, Tyreek, Tyreek. He would not respond. Tyreek, Tyreek, he would not move, y'all. He was lame. I believe in my heart he was dead. I believe it. But I called on Jesus. I never forget. Steve just had prayed that death spirit away from my house because my grandson stopped breathing here 4 weeks ago, the little newborn baby. So I grabbed him and I just started saying, say the Lord rebuke you. Live, Tyreek, and not die. Live in the name of Jesus. Lord, don't take him from me. Lord, don't let him die.
My God.
My testimony is today, God brought my grandson back to life.
Thank you,
Jesus. And I know it was him. I know it was him. I know it was the Lord, y'all. God brought my grandson back. I don't know why that spirit come in here and want to take him. But, y'all, I was in tune. Not me, but the Holy Ghost, just like the lady said, when God give us that unction. Y'all, God gave me that unction to get in the spirit of God so, so powerful. I just let go and gave it to him that night, y'all. Not knowing what was going to come up on me when I walked right up the steps. Hung up the phone from the prayer line, walked right up the steps, and that's when it happened. But I know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, our words is powerful. We got a glory of God from God in us, y'all. I just want to say God is good in us. Ever since they started in.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ever since they started in, who has the praise support? God knows I've been trying to get my phone off of mute as soon as Mother King got finished saying her report. That devil, y'all, I had to walk down the hill where I live. I'm a little ways away from home. My phone would not let me give this testimony. I had to leave the neighborhood because the devil didn't want me to tell of God's goodness. Yes, he saved my grandson's life, and I know that baby was not, even when he comes through, it's just like he has been as though it's a dead man. But God, I just thank God today for that. God bless you. God
bless
you.
Thank you.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Life and death is in your power of the tongue. Thank God for getting Sister the unction. Go and pray for that baby. Thank God.
Yes.
Thank God.
Yes, Lord. Thank
the
you.
The line is open, Saint.
And you're in the praise report.
My God.
Anyone
else? This is Evangelist Palmer. I thank and praise God for help and strength for another day. I thank and praise him for being who he is in my life. I thank and praise him for hearing this morning about the song that is God's love that lifted me when nothing else. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God Most High. When nothing else could help, it's God's love that lifted me. I thank and praise him for giving me hearing for giving me sight, for giving me strength, for giving me deliverance, for giving me encouragement to make it along life's pathway in the times of trial. I thank him because he confirmed to me that he is a friend that's closer than a mother, sister, or brother.
Yes,
I thank him because he's my very present help. I thank him because he's the one who keeps my very soul. I thank him for his everlasting kindness, for his mercy, his love, and his grace. And I thank him because he gave up his life for me. And he rose again, and he let us know all power is given to him, both in heaven and earth, and it's finished. So I thank you for giving us the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, and the will to walk in the way that he's already prepared for us. And this is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it, no matter what the enemy try to come against me with. I shall rejoice and be glad in this day. I heard the Spirit of the Lord earlier about 5:30 this morning, and I was praying. And when I was praying, I had gotten a phone call, and I was just sharing with the person the thing they were sharing with me. And after I got off, when I was praying, I saw a lion, and it was running. And as it was running, it was trying to catch a prey. And the Lord was telling me, he said, the enemy goes forth as a roaring lion to seek who he may devour, and he comes to steal, to kill, and destroy, to let me know. When you get into some things in your mind as well in your conversation, you better be watching, because the Lord is letting us know. The enemy is doing things that if we have a space open, he will be able to come against us with. But we're supposed to keep our mind stayed on the Lord as he keeps us in Christ's feet. Each and every day, all day long, is no such thing as not keeping your mind in perfect peace and keeping it stayed on the Lord and understanding and know that we can look unto him, the hill which cometh from our help. All of our help comes from the Lord, and he supplies each and every one of our needs from by his riches in glory. I pray that all will have a blessed day. And to God be glory.
All right, I'm out of time here this morning. I got to get some prayer requests. Prayer requests going. Let me see if I have time for one more. Let me see. I'll take time for one more praise report.
Anybody? You want to get it in? Full of the goodness of the Lord.
Thank you. All right. God bless you. And we give. Have I been fair? I hope I have.
Yes, you have.
Amen.
Giving you a privilege to sit in there and tell you a praise report. Well, you did give it tomorrow. Now, thank you, Mother Digby. You did a wonderful job.
Oh, thank
People
you.
People just love to hear your sweet voice on this line, and we appreciate you giving God praise and adoration. All right, let's open up the prayer line for any prayer requests. People are going through and hurting so in this day and time. We've seen a lot, I don't know how to describe it, just a phenomenal of miracles on this prayer line. Ain't nobody mad but the devil, I'm just telling you. They have happened. People have been present and witnessed them happening. We've had bona fide miracles. Yeah, people can say that I was there, I heard it. Some of y'all saw it when it happened. Amen. So I want to open up the line to anyone who has a prayer request. Amen. You want God to do something special for you. Your back is against the wall, perhaps, and you need the Lord to help you. The line is open to you. Who is the first one with the prayer request this morning? Thank you.
And this is Ambassador Deborah Johnson in Texas, area code 325. I'm asking the saints to remember a family that lives in Fort Worth, Texas, the Jones family. On Sunday morning, a young man, the saint's grandson, was outside, and this man just came by and shot him. He said it was your. I heard he said it's your time to die, and just shot him. And he's a 17-year-old. And so I'm asking you to remember the Jones family there in Fort Worth. It was just devastating. And, you know, the devil's just boring.
Help Jesus.
I just bind him, and I'm asking God to bless this family, this grandmother and this mother. Give
Help
them strength to endure this
Help Jesus.
Horrific thing that happened just out in the front yard.